Our country's annual medical bill for treating anxiety is huge. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Florin Dolkos, assistant professor of psychology at the University of Illinois, delves into a new discovery that may trigger a new treatment for the millions of Americans suffering from this affliction.
Anxiety disorders are the most prevalent class of mental illnesses in the U.S. These disorders affect roughly 44 million Americans and cost over $40 billion each year. Given the heavy personal and societal burden, there is an increased need to identify new biological and psychological markers of vulnerability to or resilience against these disorders. A new study from our group provides evidence linking anxiety, a brain region called orbitofrontal cortex, and trait optimism, showing that healthy adults who have a larger orbitofrontal cortex tend to be more optimistic and less anxious. Previous studies have found links between the size of this brain region and anxiety disorders. For instance, patients suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder tend to have smaller orbitofrontal cortex. In our study, we wanted to know if this relation also works in the opposite direction. That is, are healthy people that have a larger orbitofrontal cortex also more protected against anxiety symptoms? And does a larger orbitofrontal cortex act as a buffer against anxiety by boosting optimism? Our study showed just that. The gray matter volume in the orbitofrontal cortex was indeed associated with increased optimism, which in turn reduced anxiety. These findings are important because they suggest that we can become more resilient against emotional dysfunctions by training our brain or changing our behavior. So in theory, training people in tasks that engage the orbitofrontal cortex or by boosting optimistic behavior over time, this will improve the moment-by-moment responses to anxiety and positively impact the brain structure long-term.
That was Florin Dolkos of the University of Illinois. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.